At age 30, I'm new to dog culture. Growing up, my dad was pretty much allergic to everything with fur. My childhood pets were goldfish, Lizzie the lizard, and a tiny turtle we found in a neighbor's pond. Lucy's the first real pet I've ever owned. Lucy is 100% mutt. When I first saw her last year, my heart melted into a puddle. She was this trembling little furball with deep brown gumdrop eyes. In the past year, she's grown into a sweet, skinny, medium-sized pup. The thing that struck me the most as a new dog owner was the way that strangers responded to her. This summer, I was walking Lucy through a campground with my girlfriend. We passed a man in a lawn chair clutching a cold one. He looked up. "That's a good-looking dog you got there, lady." Compliments like that are small potatoes for Lucy. Another time, my girlfriend and I were walking the pup downtown. We passed a fancy restaurant with sidewalk tables. Suddenly, this glamorous-looking woman cried out loud, "Well, hello, gorgeous!" It caught me off guard. I thought she was talking to me. For that frozen moment of time, I felt slick. And then I watched her bend down and nuzzle Lucy's face. People pour their love on Lucy like butter. Love might not be the right word. Maybe it's adoration, or a combination of warm, gooey feelings. Whatever it is, these people open a floodgate inside themselves, and they do it in a way that they'd never do with human strangers. Maybe it's easier to open up to creatures. The dog on the street wants very little from us, and that is refreshing. Sometimes the dog walker can use this point to their advantage. On weekends, my sister used to borrow Lucy with the hope of meeting guys. They would walk into the heart of downtown, where things are buzzing with foot traffic. They'd loop the main drag, and then hit the smaller side streets. It didn't take long until my sister got frustrated. Potential boyfriends didn't even notice the pup. Instead, sorority girls, couples, and families threw themselves at Lucy. Not exactly the crowd she was going for. My sister has this theory about why people open up to animals and not each other. She says, animals are free love tied to the end of a string. At first, I felt funny when people gave Lucy their love fests. I was on the receiving end of their attention, but I wasn't really the recipient. Now I appreciate their interactions for what they are, good intentions released into the world. I know the ability to open our hearts is in us. I experience it through Lucy every day. I just wonder why we can't be this open and generous with one another. Or maybe we could, if we were cuter, fuzzier, and didn't talk so much.